Tuned in to Radio NFM, the voice of the Namangkang people. With all of that being said, let us do like this before we do anything further.
Radio NFM, die stem van die Namakwa mense, moedig die vryheid van spraak en die uiting van uiteenlopende sienings aan. Sienings van luisteraars en ateliergaste is dus hul eie, en nie die van Radio NFM nie. Radio NFM neem alle programme op aan. Herhalende opmerkings, kreetaal, diskriminerende sienings of skeltaal sal ook nie geduld word.
With all of that being said, it is 1:30 this afternoon. We are turning our focus to the youth development disciplined through the sport and urgent need to protect and uplift vulnerable children within our communities. Now, my Youth Guardian is one of those, a non-profit organization which is based in Port Nolloth in the Rustenburg municipal area. It says to be currently running its Guardians in Action boot camp, where children train daily to improve their fitness, discipline and focus. But also the organization has a broader vision, so to say, beyond sport. And we're going to be also highlighting pertaining to that. We are being joined on the line by none other than the Lento Nama Youth Guardians organizer, Mr. Lento Estefan Peterson, to tell us more about the boot camp, the Buy a Brick campaign, and how can the community members get involved in making this whole vision come together. With all of that being said, without wasting any time, good afternoon, Mr. Estefan. Thank you very much for joining us on this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us some more about the Guardian in Action boot camp. But with all of that, before we come to that, we're also seeing this Nama Youth Guardian organization, and we are just sharing in terms of it, but can you just briefly tell us the background of it?
So Nama Youth Guardian started in January of 2025, but the programs that we run have actually been active for much longer. So it's running for the third year now. So it started as an organization known as the Operation Christmas Child, where we basically did a couple of weeks with children, taking them through biblical studies and things like that. And then we gave out hampers at the end of it. So through that whole thing, we helped over 200 children in the community and surrounding areas. But after that, there was parents that said, please, can we have something sustainable that can continue, because the children in this community really need something to keep them off the streets and keep them out of trouble. And it was in that time that the social development, Department of Social Development, also came forward and said, but we really need a safe haven in Port Nolloth. So we decided to start Nama Youth Guardians based on that. We run a couple of different programs. We have our Jam Kids program, which is like a life orientation program that we run every single Saturday. In that, we teach kids life skills, moral values, and we do that through arts and crafts, dancing, and play. And it is just a wonderful opportunity for kids to just come and be themselves. We also have the Guiding Star Leadership Academy, where we teach kids leadership skills, teach them how to write CVs, how to do interviews, how to do public speaking, and then also teach them how to run a community project by yourself and how they can make a difference. And then we also have the Guardians in Action, which is split into two parts. So we have the boot camp and then we have the brain camp. So the boot camp we started this year, it is for more focused on athletics, so middle and long distance running, but we do a lot of different things during the week. So we help with discipline, we help with focus, we help with running technique, and also then building body muscle, being healthy, and how to live a healthy lifestyle. And then our brain camp, that is where we help kids with their homework, we help them with projects, and just do exam preparations with them before the exams. But our flagship project that we really want to get off the ground is the Gazania Child and Youth Care Center, which will be the safe haven for the Namaqualand district. So that is what we're aiming at, and that is the future project that we would like to run.
So much is in line up. Just briefly tell us more about your Guidance in Action bootcamp, which is currently ongoing. And also, I would like to believe that you guys recently, or also just in the pipeline, had launched the GEM Kids Early Development Program. Also, what would you say is the impact that these programs have so far, especially to the your participants?
So something that I noticed since moving to Port Nolloth 2 years ago is that the children here, they don't have something to hold on to. So they fall around a lot because there's not a lot of resources that goes towards the schools to actually be able to run athletic programs and things like this. So the children don't have a sport that they can hold on to. So we do have soccer in town, but, you know, there's kids that can't play soccer and they want to do something else. So something that we saw with the boot camp as we're running it now, you know, a lot of kids joined before the athletics that we had last week. So we had over 30 children that came and that exercised. And, you know, after the athletics sort of stopped and they didn't go through to the next round, now they stopped coming. So that is the big issue that we're having within our community. And it's to help kids to actually stay disciplined in something. Even if you don't succeed at it, you still have to work at it. So that is something that I hope that we can fix with this boot camp program, to motivate kids to come back to it, because we're seeing that with our Jam Kids program. We have children that have been with us for 3 years now, and they're still coming back, and they're bringing their friends, and they're really enjoying it to come to our program. So that is a very big impact that we're seeing through Jam Kids, is that we can, you know, help kids with that discipline and actually help them to stay within something that they enjoy doing, which keeps them off the streets, which keeps them out of trouble, and that also equips them to change the world around them.
Yeah, and that is so quite a very interesting part for which also parents need to take into serious note of it. But with all of that being said, you mentioned something taking the biggest step, which is your Gazania Lenta Child and Youth Care Center. Why is this center likely to be an urgent, having mentioned that it is in heaven, especially for those in need of a shelter?
We in the Namaqualand district, we don't have a lot of child and youth care centers. The ones that we do have is under a lot of strain. There's so many children that need to be placed. So these children, a lot of them is in households where the parents can't take care of them anymore financially. And we also have a lot of abuse victims, children going through abuse, and that really needs to be placed somewhere. The foster care system in South Africa is not working at the moment. It is completely full. There is nowhere to place these children. So what we're seeing now is children are being removed from their communities and they're being placed in Kimberley, or they're being placed in the Western Cape or in Gauteng, and this is not good for their development. They need to stay where they know their surroundings. So we really need to open up the center so that we can help lessen the load that some of the other youth care centers are facing at the moment. And we specifically want to focus at the moment for a safe haven where kids can stay while they're waiting their court proceedings, while they're waiting to be placed in a more permanent facility. They have nowhere to go at the moment. So if we can just launch that to help the Department of Social Development, help the social workers in our community to just make the work that they have to do a little bit lighter, and then to also be there for these children, to involve them in our programs and really uplift and build them while they have a safe place where they can stay with us, that would be awesome for this community.
I would like also to quickly take a break up in there. We're going to go quickly on the break, and when we're coming back, we're going to allude more to the campaign which has been started actually on last year around July. And so far, the plea is still continuing for everyone, businesses and community members also, to take part. This is Radio NFM. You can also just send your 2 cents at 066-252-0187 right up in there. NFM, the voice of the Namaqua people.
Nielsen is 'n bekende en geliefde skrywer van Appington. As talentvolle en geskoolde skrywer het haar debuutroman Zita meer as 20,000 kopieë verkoop. Sorry, maak nie gesond nie is haar derde jeugroman en beloof om nog 'n treffer te wees. Naas kinder- en jeugboeke skryf Ansel ook artikels, rubrieke en kortverhale vir verskeie publikasies soos Rooi Rose, De Kat en Volksblad. Ansel werk tans vir die ATKV as taalorganiseerder.
Radio NFM bied aan Laat aan boekvoorlesing van Ansel Coulson. Sorry, maak nie gesond nie. Voorgelees deur Marcelino Lippold. NFM Laat aan boekvoorlesing. Dinsdae aande 11:00. Die betroubare stem van die Namakwa mense.
Is jy 'n passievolle ontbytkok met ervaring en liefde vir goeie kos? Mountain View Guesthouse in Oukiep is op soek na 'n dinamiese ontbytkok om hulle span te versterk. As jy 'n 3-jaar ondervinding het in 'n soortgelyke pos, hardwerkend en betroubaar is en oor goeie voedselkennis beskik, dan is hierdie geleentheid net vir jou. Werksure is van 6:00 die oggend tot 2:00 die middag en jou verantwoordelikhede sluit in om uitstekende voedselgehalte vir ons gaste te verseker, varsheid van bestanddele na te gaan, resepte te ontwikkel, skoon en sanitêre werksareas te handhaaf en voorraadopnames te doen. Moenie wag nie, die sluitingsdatum vir aansoeke is Vrydag die 13de Februarie 2026. Stuur jou CV na info@okie.co.za of skakel ons by 027-744-1000 vir meer inligting. Mountain View Guesthouse. We go above and beyond.
He's a coward. The president of South Africa is a coward. And we can't tolerate this thing that's happening here in South Africa. Us as Arab, we are poor people. And they target the poor people. No matter color, they're using us. That's why if we are together, we're going to bring this government down.
From Sunday, we've not received any tankers at all to assist the community to their places of employment. Children needed to get back to schools. And unfortunately, there was no water. They were promised water in their taps at 3 o'clock this morning. Yes. And we cannot have a community that like orphans.
Catch all the latest local, provincial to national news updates on the afternoon current affairs. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 1 o'clock afternoon. Radio NFM.
And just like that, welcome back to NFM Current Affairs. Right up in there, we are continuing the conversation, which is solely focusing on to the youth development on the other side in Port Nololo, which is some of the plans which are being conducted by NAMA Youth Guidance. On the line, we're still having Estefana Peterson, and whereby we talked about its background, how did it come, and its own programs right up in there. Mr. Peterson, whilst you're still with us on the line, I would like to for us to talk about the bill, your Buy a Brick campaign, which started in July last year. Not many people may have a knowledge about it. Can you just briefly talk to us about that? What does it mean? Why did you choose this symbolic approach for also the fundraising? Because we also understand it is on the platform of Back a Buddy.
We started the campaign on Back a Buddy just because it is a place where we can keep the money safe. And as we use the money, we can then give live updates to our donors through the platform to say exactly what the money is going for. So it's just a way to protect ourselves, but also to stay transparent for everyone that wishes to donate. So it's a very convenient tool that we can use, to keep money safe from banking costs and any other expenses that we might have. So that's the reason why we chose to use this platform. So we chose the name buy a brick because we feel that every single donation sort of goes towards a brick that we can use to build this. The symbolic nature behind this is that we build children's lives every single day. So one of our main goals is to build a strong foundation for kids so that they can one day be successful. Because if a child does not have a good foundation, then everything that they build will fall apart. And that is sort of where the buy a brick comes from. So, you know, if you give money towards this campaign, you're literally buying a brick so that we can build this facility, but you're also investing in a child's future. You're buying a brick for the foundation where the rest of their lives will be built upon.
Mm-hmm. And also we know that the reach of it is 200,000 rand, especially for its first phase goal. And what exactly will this money be used for, alluding more onto it? And what is that you have guys so far have collected?
We have five phases planned for this project. So the first initial phase will be to secure the area. So we are in the talks with the Rustenburg Municipality as well as the Department of Public Works to secure ground in Port Nolloth that currently belongs to Public Works. So this area needs to be secured.
The time is 2 o'clock, right up in there with all of that being said. Stay tuned to Radio NFM whilst we are busy trying to get Mr. Peters on the line.
He's a coward. The president of South Africa is a coward. And we can't tolerate this thing that's happening here in South Africa. Monsters Arab. We are poor people. And they target the poor people. No matter color, they're using us. That's why if we are together, we're going to bring this government down.
From Sunday, we've not received any tankers at all to assist the community to their places of employment. Children needed to get back to schools. And unfortunately, there was no water. They were promised water in their taps at 3 o'clock this morning. And we cannot have a community like Orphans.
Catch all the latest local, provincial to national news updates on the afternoon current affairs. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 1 o'clock afternoon. Radio and FM.
There it is. We are able to get off Mr. Peters right up in there. Network is one of those which can hinder one to the progression. But anyways, not with us. And right up in there, Mr. Peters, you are still alluding onto the phases that you guys are having in place pertaining to your Build a Brick campaign.
Yes. So, like I said, we are busy talking to the Department of Public Works to secure this building in town. Unfortunately, the building became a ground for, you know, illegal substances and violence, and we really need to do something about this place. So we're trying to renovate it. We're trying to save it. So our first phase will go towards that. So we need to clean up the space. We need to do landscaping. We need to put fences around it and then also get armed guards to actually protect the facility so that we don't have a crime spree as we're trying to build, other people are trying to break down. So that is sort of what phase one will go towards. So it is not going as quickly as we hoped because we can't, you know, expect people to throw money into this project if we don't have all of the documents and things secured so that people know their money is actually going towards this building. So that is the massive headache at the moment, you know, to go through all of these paperworks and to talk to the different departments to secure the grounds. But what I do want to say, even if we can't use this ground, we can't use this building, that's not going to stop us from building this. We are doing it. This is our mission, and the children of Namakwa needs this. So, you know, we will keep doing our fundraising. We will keep getting the money in, and we will build this facility, even if we have to do it someplace else.
By fire, by force. That's what I'm getting from that last statement right up there. But with all of that being said, as we are heading to the door, how can ordinary community members, businesses also particularly, and also the people outside Namakwa land get involved and support this vision?
So you can visit our website, www.nomayouth.co.za. If you go to the donation page, you can find our banking details as well as the link to the Back of Body account if you want to donate there. And you can also read up about everything that we do, the information about all of our programs. And then you can also follow us on social media. We are on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram at Noma Youth Guardians to stay up to date with everything that we do. And you can also send us an email at connect@nomayouth.co.za. if you want to talk to me directly.
That it is, as there's to be, Mr. Stefan Peterser from the Noma Youth Guardians, who is an organizer, alluding more to their projects, programs, and also some of the vision, which is broader than what we can see or even visualize. Thank you very much, Mr. Peterser, for being with us on this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
With all of that being said, what a quite an interesting conversation that we had with Mr. Peterser, for which that it is all about the Guidance in Action Boot Camp, which is continuing this week, with children being trained on each and every afternoon. Also, the Guidance says to be calling for the community to support the phase one of their Gazania Land Child and Youth Care Center through the Build a Buy a Brick, actually. Campaign, and also he says that their goal is to also raise about 200,000 rand to secure, clean, and also protect the future home of the vulnerable children in Namakoland. But with all of that being said, from my side, CP, I would like to say please continue to stay tuned to Radio NFM. We're going to meet again on 3 o'clock when I bring you a Xhosa news. But for the following hour, Robin Lee Mulford will be with you on Meet and Greet alongside with Captain Maharman, introducing you to one of the personnel. So quite an interesting talk. But with all of that being said, from my side, CP, love, kisses, stay healthy. But most of it all, please stay safe and let us protect one another.
Radio NFM, die stem van die Namakwa mense, moedig die vryheid van spraak en die uiting van uiteenlopende sienings aan. Sienings van luisteraars en ateliergaste is dis hul eie en nie die van Radio NFM nie. Radio NFM neem alle programme op aan. Herhalende opmerkings, kreetaal, diskriminerende sienings of skeltaal sal ook nie geduld word nie.